Are there any TM, Transcendental Meditation, people here in the audience? I knew there'd be a few here. TM people have done some wonderful research of the effects of human emotion and states of consciousness in a room and what it means outside of that room, what it means to the communities surrounding those places. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, when he began bringing this information to the West, he made a statement. This is a very sweeping statement, but what it says has a lot of merit. He said, all occurrences, that's a sweeping statement, all occurrences of violence, negativity, conflict, crisis, or problems in any society are the expression of stress in the collective consciousness. Remember, stress and tension result in violence and negativity. This is what this theory is saying. Our world, North America, Western society, is a world of fierce competition in academics, in corporations. Pressure to succeed, pressure to excel, condone violence. And we all know about this. We've seen it. You've heard research studies about it. Melissa and I did a little experiment recently. We went to a late afternoon, a matinee showing of a first-run movie. Actually, I've done this twice. One of the times I did it by myself with an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I was the only gray-haired person in the in the audience. And I like Arnold movies. But this particular movie was one where Arnold Schwarzenegger was chasing the bad guys. They ran into an elevator, and the elevator closed, even though part of the bad guys were in the elevator and part were out of the elevator. And then the elevator began to move to another floor, severing limbs that were very graphically falling everywhere. And the kids in the audience just thought that was really cool. It wasn't like they were groaning like, oh. They were groaning and using the word, oh, sweet, sweet. And I'm just using that as one example. It's happening in many different ways. It's so subtle and we're so conditioned to it, we may not even recognize it. That is a really horrible thing to see. We heard the same thing. Melissa and I saw the movie Panic Room. Jodie Foster, a wonderful movie. There's a place where something similar happens, where one of the bad guys gets his hand caught in a big iron gate that closes the panic room, and he's in there writhing for like 30 minutes, and the kids in the audience just thought that was really, really great to see. That tells us that there is something, there is a desensitivity, and I know that you know this, we've heard about this. All of those things, however, I'm not saying they're right, wrong, good, or bad, I'm saying those things are going to contribute to stress and tension in the collective consciousness, and it's got to be expressed in some way. That tension comes out in ways we're only beginning to understand. The stress and the tension in the unseen world results in expressions of tensions in our visible world and violence. We see it locally, maybe in a school shooting. We see it internationally as global tension. We see it expressed as events in our lives that we never thought would happen in our lifetimes. So the question is there something that can happen if we are in fact linked through this field of consciousness, this unified field? There is no them and us, there is a we. That means that you and I have access to the fields of that tension, of that consciousness. If tension in our inner world results in that violence, then the flip side is also true, and the studies support this. The studies say that honoring of the diversity of populations, honoring our uniqueness, managing conflict in new ways, finding peace as an industry in our families and corporations is mirrored as peace in our world as well. You can full well expect if we become these things at the dinner table and in our families and our communities, in our corporations, and as a nation, we can full well expect to see these qualities mirrored back through the quantum hologram in the world around us. Well, one of the reasons it's so interesting is because modern experiments now support this relationship, and they carry it one step further. What the experiments suggest is that when stress or tension is relieved within a group, in a room, or in a building, or in a community, the effects of relieving that tension are registered beyond that room, beyond that building, or beyond that community. They're registered beyond the immediate group.